Hi, my name is Wilbert. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Wilbert. We're from Opinion Research. We're actually conducting a public opinion survey on local issues.
If you're quick, I'll answer some questions.
Sure, ma'am. This should take at least 4 to 5 minutes. Is that fine? Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Great. And how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned about climate change.
Thank you very much. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. We're going to the next question. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, ma'am. Would you support or oppose the bill? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. A recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state, ma'am. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I would support.
Is that strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Sorry. I've got a baby screaming and crawling around. I strongly support that.
Strongly, right? Thank you. Don't worry about the baby. It's okay, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first proposal, improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this, ma'am?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that one?
Sure. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
I would support.
Is that strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Thank you. Expanding quality health care, would you support or oppose
strongly
this?
I support.
And protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise, would you support or oppose
strongly
this?
Strongly support that.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms, would you support or oppose this?
Building infrastructure to what?
To reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms,
yes,
would you support or oppose? Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster, would you support or oppose
strongly
this?
Strongly support that.
And increasing access to public transportation, would you support or oppose this?
I would absolutely strongly support that.
Last but not least, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it, would you support or oppose this?
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it, I would strongly support that.
Thank you very much. We're moving on now. We're already at 56%, halfway done, okay? Thank you for your patience.
All right.
Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is that is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very.
Very convincing, right? Okay, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland for climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not? Very convincing, right? Thank you very much. We're at 60%. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state,
oh, very convincing. Yes, I'm very pro.
Okay, so would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion? Enhance, diminish, or no impact? Enhance, right? Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies to pay share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Enhance,
right? Thank you. We're at 70% now. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free on on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion or that law of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or
enhance?
Right. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on the consumer, onto consumers? Sorry. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Neither agree nor disagree. Is that an option?
Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? You could choose from no answer, strongly oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support.
No answer,
right? Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent?
No answer right now.
Undecided, right? Okay, yeah. Now the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? There could be 19 through 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus.
19 through 34.
So what's your age?
Oh, okay. Sorry, 30.
Thank you very much, ma'am. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, and independent?
I am registered Democrat.
Democrat, right. And what is your race? There's white, African American, or other?
Middle Eastern. So other.
Other, right. Thank you very much. And your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your patience. Be blessed, and take care of the baby. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good
Thank
night.
You. Likewise. Good night, man. Bye-bye. Got him, coach. Yepa.